Hello.
Yasu.
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 Tikanis.
Galaxy.
Oh, beautiful. I have learned a little bit of Greek as well.
You have. I'm very proud of you.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good.
We have not touched this in like 2 weeks because you and I have been so sick. So incredible.
Oh, it's
so
just like the sick. Chain of command. It was Finley, me, then you.
Yeah.
Like week one, Finley. Week two, me. Week three, yeah. You.
I'm glad to, you know, just have some time to just chill out with you because things have just been so hectic.
I'm really excited to get into it.
Welcome back. What's the little jingle? And welcome to
Internet Parents.
It's so bad.
I love the bloop.
So today.
Yeah.
We have a topic.
Yes, it's a lore dump episode.
Welcome back to another lore dump. I hope you guys have been enjoying this. I have had so many people badgering me for longer episodes.
Really?
100%.
Wow.
Constantly.
I was a bit worried that they're like, it's too long.
I said on my Snapchat, I was like, no, they're 30 minutes because I personally could not listen to a podcast more than 30 minutes.
I listen to a 2 hour podcast.
I would zone out so quickly. And everyone's like, no, we want more. I'm like, longer. Oh, it's like, okay. Here we go then.
Here we go now.
Flat to the left. So what are we talking about today,
my guy? Today, we are talking about something very triggering for me.
Oh, yeah.
High school.
High school.
Bleh.
Rate your overall experience of high school out of 10.
-8.
Yeah, honestly. Does anyone have... If you're not one of those, like, the elite of the chain in high school, does anyone have... If you're not one of them, do you have a positive experience?
There's also, like, a really good thing. I think I told you about it. From a podcast that I listen to, My Favorite Murder, they said a really good first date question to ask.
Okay.
What was the name of your high school bully? And if they they say, like,
you
no
were
one,
the one.
You were the bully.
What was your high school bully's name?
Can I name drop?
Sure.
Shanti.
Shanti?
Mm-hmm.
She sounds like a pirate.
She was really mean.
Like a
and then
a
there was another
girl. Shanti.
Oh, what was her name? She was her best friend. I can't remember her name.
There was two? They like ganged
there
up on you?
There was multiple.
Damn.
There was her and her little posse. And then there was a few boys.
God, they're the worst.
We'll get into it.
Yeah. You don't know I was on both sides.
You were the bully and the bullier?
I was the bully and the buller. In my defense, though, yes, I did bully, but she fucking deserved it. That's why I bullied a girl. And I would get...
Cancel. That thing's a boom. Caleb Finn bullies girls?
I do. I bully girls. She deserved it so hard. Like, I don't feel bad about it at all.
Oh, no.
Because she was a fucking bitch.
Really?
And she deserved it so bad.
What's her name?
Her name... You know what? Yeah, her name was Danielle.
Uh-huh.
She was so fucking mean to me for no reason. I like looking back on it now, like knowing with my adult brain, she probably 100% had a really
rough home.
Really rough home life. But you know, I can be very petty at times. And I hold on to a grudge.
Can you? Wouldn't have known that.
Danielle was this girl, and she would just go around just, you know, getting attention any way she could possibly.
Okay.
My brain isn't working
she
today.
She was an attention seeker.
She was 100% attention seeker. And she targeted me for whatever reason. Okay. I was pretty quiet in high school. I was an introvert. Mm-hmm. Everyone knew me as like either the class clown or the gamer.
Were you the class clown?
I was the class clown.
Cute.
So this girl, for no reason, she like started like doodling on the walls in like black permanent marker. And everyone was just kind of...
What year
were
you in?
Oh, I was like year 9 maybe. I was
so
like...
the Americanas, you're like what, 15?
I was around 15, I reckon. Yeah. 15, 16. Mm. And I sat... Like she sat next to me. I'm like, ugh. Like...
This bitch.
This bitch. And she started doodling on the walls in black permanent marker just for shits and giggles, just because she wants fucking attention. And then the teacher like eventually like finds out. She's like, what are you doing? Like... And... She just like points at me and said I did it. And I'm like, this is fucking kindergarten shit. What are you doing? Like full on blamed it for me. And I'm like,
what?
Excuse me, bitch. Like I did not do that. Like it seems so stupid. It seems so childish. And I had such this vendetta against her for that was like the start of it.
Okay. Start. There was more.
Well, okay. Well, I had to get revenge on her, obviously, because I had no repercussions from that. Yeah. The teacher obviously knew that Danielle did it, but I was like, right, like, you know me, you know, I like a little revenge.
A revenge.
So me and my friends, we hung out during lunch and we wrote like this script, for this song, and
a song.
We went full production. We had like we made characters.
Oh my god!
Out of puppets.
What, you made the hand puppets?
We made puppets. We made a backdrop, and we made like a little show tune to go along with it. And
Can you sing it?
What was it? God, this is like 15 years ago now. It was like, oh fuck, I don't remember the tune. It was like Danielle lives in a cardboard box, like. Danielle lives in a cardboard box. And I had like four verses to it.
Did you like perform this summer? We did. Where did you perform it?
Okay, so we set up this backdrop, put the puppets on, and we got one of our friends to film it. And we had like full production lighting. Like we got the phones with like the lights to like make like...
Your little iPhone 4.
Yeah. And we filmed it and then we played it in class. While like the teacher was present and everything, it was so stupid. Like we didn't plan to show it in class, but one of them was like, "Check out the song." While the teacher was in full view.
What were you going to do with it?
We just kept it just to laugh at it, just to laugh.
That was
at
your
it.
Own little personal revenge.
Yeah,
like, not show up, but just have it.
Yeah, just to keep it. It sounds a little serial killery, like a little bit of
just a bit,
a little bit unhinged.
But a little bit.
We all thought it was so funny because she had targeted like all of us. Like okay. We were all. Privy to her bullshit. I don't know if privy is the right word, but yeah, she targeted all of us. So it got played in class. The teacher heard it. We all had to stay back. The teacher was so furious that we were bullying this bitch that, you know, started everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all got suspended from school.
Suspended?
For like a week. Yeah. They're like, you do not do that. It's like,
why? What did your parents think about that?
I don't remember. I do remember calling my parents because like, I had to go home that day, which that was like the start of the week. Mm. And I remember being to mom, saying to mom, like, don't be mad, please. Like, I didn't mean to, like, I didn't mean to get caught, but she was like, she was pretty upset because, you know, I had to take the whole fucking week off for singing a song about this stupid bitch.
Danielle lives in a couple of books.
It was catchy too.
It was catchy.
And then I remember she got, God, it's so brutal. Like, she didn't deserve this much, but she pissed someone off in the grade and, she's like, come fight me at recess. Like,
fought her at recess.
And it turned into one of those stupid high school fights where it's like,
everyone's like standing around. Yeah.
And they like formed a circle around her. Oh. And like, this is rough. Okay. I don't stand by this. This was too much.
You weren't a part of it. Were you in the circle?
I was not a part of this. I was not in the circle. Did you stand in the circle? I saw the circle from a distance and I walked up and I'm like, what's this about? I didn't know that she was in the middle of the circle.
Uh-oh.
It was a kicking circle. Everyone had their phones out and like she was just on the ground that was kicking her. I'm like, that's a bit rough. That's a bit much. She must have pissed off the wrong person, but she made a lot of enemies and they all kicked her. And I felt really bad for her for that.
My face right now.
I know. The look of shock on your face. Okay. I like revenge to a certain extent, but not bodily harm.
That's really rough.
Bodily harm is a bit much, but I mean, like, this is typical like high school bullshit. That's the kind of thing happened like once a week at my school. I went to the worst high school.
Yeah.
Like the teachers would like, you know, it's like kids would go to like the smoking areas, like the cool kids and like go have a smoke around the corner. Yeah. The teachers would join them.
Oh.
And it'll have like a smoke break behind.
Like the year sixes and the principal would be just having a smoke row together.
Yeah. It was bad.
Wow.
So I went to it. Let's just like, you know, put it under the pretense of it was a rough school. It was not a good school at all.
Oh, sweetie.
How was your bully?
Ah!
I had multiple bullies. Screams.
I had so many bullies. So I was a flip flopper. We've discussed this. I went to
a flip flopper. Oh, yeah, you went to a couple of schools.
I went to 6 high schools.
That's a lot.
And I dropped out in year 10.
Damn. Mm. What's that like?
Dropping out?
Yeah.
Rough.
Was it cruel that it's like, I don't have to go to school?
No, I went into a really deep pit of depression and Tumblr. Oh, and it wasn't good.
A Tumblr.
I ended up on the wrong side of Tumblr. It's the worst
place to have a breakdown. It's just everyone just having one unanimous breakdown on there.
Literally. So, my first like, I went to, no, I went to seven high schools because I went to high school in Tasmania.
Ugh.
So I was there for two months.
Right.
And then my mother dearest decided, hey, let's all move to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Right after I started high school.
How long were you there?
2 months.
Oh.
So I was kind of like, I settled.
You just
in, like,
started making friends.
I was like, I was kind of like the cool kid. Like, yeah. I was like Jonas Brothers and like Hannah Montana. And I was like, yeah, I love that. And everyone's like, yeah. And I had my locker decorated, whatever. Move school to a new school. And the school I went to was a sports specialist school.
Oh,
so like, literally, ew. Like, I have 5 kids that I went to high school with that all play like in the AFL at the moment.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, so you just turn on the TV, you're like, oh, I know him.
Yeah, literally. Like, really? I was talking to Demi, my brother, and I'm like, oh, do you know him? He's like, oh yeah, he just blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah.
That is so weird.
He was in my sports class.
That's so bizarre.
Like, it, yeah, it was made for breeding.
Oh God. Poor choice of words, my love.
I was made for breeding the athletes.
Yeah. Like, but, you know, the Danganronpa, like, super duper as a high school athlete.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And I was an art theater kid.
Yeah.
Did not mend well.
Well, I would guess. You're in the wrong fucking school.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what, they just kick a football at your head or something?
Pretty much. So I had, yeah, I was the new person. Everyone went to primary school together because in Victoria, it works by like region. Like, you go to the school that's closest to you.
I think,
like,
that's how everyone works, isn't
not
it?
Not in Tassie.
Really?
I guess because it's small.
Yeah. Everyone goes to the one school.
Yeah. So everyone knew each other from primary school.
Like, okay.
Everyone in my class went to primary school together. And then this was little Tasmanian that just popped in. I'm like, hello.
Hello.
So I was pretty normal.
Yeah.
And then I met a girl. Her name was Emily.
Cute.
She was real emo, like the only emo kid at school.
Oh, she was like the blueprint.
Yeah. And she's like, do you like Blip for my Valentine? And I'm like, oh my God, I love them.
It always starts.
Because my brother and sister were big scene kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can fit into this mold pretty easily. Like, it's in my blood.
Yeah.
And that's when the trouble started.
Yeah.
So I got targeted pretty quickly.
Because you were emo.
Yeah, yeah. I was a weird emo kid. Like, I dyed my hair black and everyone's like, oh my God, Soup dyed her hair black. She's so emo. had to delete my Facebook account because-
Are you serious?
I entered this competition. It was like a photography competition.
Yeah.
For this like clothing line. It was Australian like emo clothing line called Tragic Beautiful. They're still around.
Okay.
And it was like, do a creepy Christmas photo shoot. And so I did one where I had like my hair like pushed to the side, all teased.
Oh no.
I had really like emo makeup. The I was side fringe. A bloody shovel. And then we dug mum's boots in the ground and like, and it said like in blood, I killed Santa.
Oh my God.
Real edgy. And I posted it because I'm like, so I want to win. Like, you got $100 voucher. And so I posted it from my account onto the thing.
Yeah.
Everyone at school found it.
Oh.
Bullied the hell out of me.
What do they do?
So we went to, we went to the swimming carnival. And I didn't want to participate. I hate sports.
Yeah.
But I had to go.
Swimming carnival was the worst. Mm. It's like, not even you have to participate, but you got to do it with no clothes on.
Yeah, literally.
Ugh.
Naked.
Awful.
No, you're not naked. Anyway, at the end, everyone was like, yay, let's celebrate.
You just point out that my fucking swim school was so weird because we were just naked. Just like fucking penis inspection day.
But it was really competitive because all the fucking Olympic swimmers were there.
Yeah.
So all the time's like 10 seconds or whatever. And I'm like, and they're like, you can stop now, Soup.
Oh no.
And then everyone celebrated. Like, yay, we did the swimming carnival. Everyone gets to go on the big water slide because it's a huge
except
water slide.
Except for you.
I wanted to go on it too.
Yeah.
And I was lining up at the bottom.
Yeah.
And fucking bitch Shanti and a
oh,
little
no, Shanti.
Posse. There's three of them. I can't remember the names. I know the exact faces.
Yeah.
It's probably good I don't remember the names. Okay. Shanti's just a unique name to have. They were standing at the top.
Okay.
And they looked down and they're like, oh my God, it's
oh,
Soup.
No.
And they started spitting on me.
Oh, come on. I hate spits.
And I like kind of like, I went to like flight and I kind of just stood there with spit on me. Like not doing anything, just still waiting in line. And the teacher comes up to me and she's like, Soup, like
she spits on you.
No,
it's
she's
like Shanti's
like,
mom.
She's like, Soup, I saw what happened. Maybe you should get in the pool and like clean wash yourself it,
yeah.
up.
Clean yourself up.
Maybe go home.
Oh no, she didn't.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why wouldn't she like storm up to the like, you know, the top of the slide and be like, what the fuck is wrong
with
you?
To the top of the slide. It's like a one person per step type, like
yeah, okay.
thin slide.
Well, she says move.
No. Nah.
Or she could just wait for them to come down the slide.
I don't think there's any repercussions
for them. Nah, come on. You can't defend the teacher for doing that. She should have marched up to the top of the stairs. But you, the victim, come to you and be like, you should go home.
I then would know. Like, I was known for not being popular. Like, people knew.
Still, the teacher should know.
And then another time,
yeah,
there was another kid and he was like friends with them. It was like the boys and the girls, popular group. And okay. I was standing at my locker and his locker was right next to me.
Yeah.
And so like lockers are like the door's here. So the door's to the right of my head. Like his door's to the right of my head. My door's to the left.
Sure.
And they like are like full opening doors. Like they go like.
For your locker?
Yeah. All okay. the way open. Like yeah. a door.
I think everyone knows what a locker looks like.
Sure. Anyway, this kid next to me goes, that.
Do it again.
Bah! And hits like opens the locker it. Door into my head.
You got like the handsome Squidward treatment?
No. I did not get handsome. Oh. I got a concussion. And he's like, I'm so sorry. A
genuine concussion?
Yeah, it was an accident. It wasn't rough. An accident.
It's so rough.
But there's more, but that's like the physical, the most physical.
The physical side? There's still mental to process.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Did you ever bully anyone?
No. In primary school, it was accidental bullying.
Yeah.
In primary school, this is not about high school, but I farted at assembly, and everyone thought it was
classic.
This dorky kid that like, you know, the easy target.
You
kid.
Blamed it on someone else,
and everyone like sat back from the dorky kid. So I just joined in and blamed it on that.
You're
kid.
Awful.
I'm really sorry.
You're so you're bad
to this kid.
That poor dorky kid.
There's a rancid fart.
Like, they already haven't half enough being dorks, yeah. And then you
got... I got my cosmic karma by being severely bullied in high school.
You got what was coming to you.
Absolutely.
Mm.
I'll take that.
Internet parents. I had one main bully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I went to a very nice, like, it was a really chill primary school. Initially, I went to three primary schools.
Aren't we talking about high school?
Yes. But I want to just mention this because he was my bully.
Okay, sure.
He was the main one.
Okay. You were the high school bully. God damn it.
Okay, no. I wasn't the high school bully. I had one high school bullying incident, which was justified.
And then everyone steered away from you because you fucking kicked
No, everyone
this
loved
poor girl
me.
When she was down.
Okay, so year six, grade six,
yep.
I was like 13.
Hmm.
There was this kid called fucking Jack.
Jack
was this most egotistical piece of shit kid. Just an absolute little shit kid. I did not... Sorry, this is my first day, right?
Mm.
Okay, I rock onto the ground with a fucking mohawk because I didn't want a mohawk, but my mum wanted me to have one, so I had a mohawk. And they're all just like, oh, the new kid's got a mohawk. And it's like, I don't want to be known as the mohawk kid. I don't even fucking like this haircut. So this kid, Jack, is uber popular.
Yo.
Everyone loves him, okay? Just to give you a taste of like his ego, for like the school talent show... This Jack kid wore a dress and went up on stage and sang fucking Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And everyone went, yeah! Yay! Oh, sorry, I got a fucking, yeah! Go Jack! Oh my God, you're so handsome and hot, Jack! Oh my God, so much confidence! Enough of that. He was insane. Like, the absolute goal of this dude. So, first day, alright? They're like, welcome. Here's Caleb Finn. Welcome to the class, everyone. Everyone's like, hi. I go to sit down in my chair. And this fucking Nimrod pulls the chair out from under me and I bang my head and my whole vision goes white. And the whole fucking class is like laughing as if it's some like, you know, teeny bopper fucking movie. It was insane.
That's really mean.
It was so mean. I'm like, what did I do? So then I just copped the worst. I was such an easy target for him because I am not one back then.
Yeah.
I wasn't one for confrontation.
No.
I got really scared.
Fair.
Like, I wasn't good at, you know, I wasn't good at, like, you know, comebacks and being like, yeah, well, yeah, your mom. Mm. And he, I remember crying so hard because he said my hair looked like elephant pubic hair, which makes no sense, but I took it so fucking personal.
That's like a kid thing to, like, be real upset about.
Yeah. It is. And it's like, today I'd be like, so fucking what? Like, but, you know, back then, my fucking feelings, oh my God.
Hurt.
I told my mum, like he said, I had elephant pubic hair. And she went into the principal's office and she's like, Jack said that my kid has elephant pubic hair. And she's crying. And
she cried.
Yeah. Oh. And the principal's like, well, obviously he doesn't. So I don't see a problem here. And then it just went on. And then I just got fucking bullied for months and months and months. And then we all went into high school and then he laid off. I don't know what happened to him. He called me gay a lot in high school.
Do you reckon he's gay now?
He is 100% gay.
Confirmed?
So, confirmed.
Congratulations, Jack. There was better ways to deal with that.
Yeah. So, obviously, he was internalizing so much fucking trauma and taking it out of me. But last I know, he got his comeuppance. He works... God, where did he work? I think he's... he must be like 27 now. He still works at like front entry level like Macca's.
Really?
He's a piece of shit. I know he's got like 5 STIs. I don't know how I came to know that information.
But you know it.
But I know it. And he's like full druggy, like whatever. So...
Happy that he came out. Happy that he's...
Yeah, I'm happy for you. But also, fuck you. Love it. So mean.
Maybe he had a crush on you.
Oh, maybe. Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Maybe he loved you.
I'll look him up on Facebook. I'll see what's up.
Message him. Be like, hi, Jack.
Do you go on Facebook at all?
No, that's a lie. I go on Facebook to go on the Twilight shit posting page.
Oh, yeah.
And Marketplace.
The TikTok thing. I love checking in on Facebook.
Mm.
I do it like once a month.
I have no friends on Facebook.
You always ask me. They're like, why are you always on Facebook?
Yeah, it's
cringe. It's like a whole other world to see all my Facebook, like on my high school friends, just chilling, still post on Facebook as if the last like 10 years never happened.
It's really weird.
It's so bizarre. It's like a whole other world.
How bizarre.
I'm curious.
Yes.
Did you pay attention in high school? Were you like a good kid?
I was like, really smart.
Fuck the anarchy.
I have severe social anxiety in high school.
Mm.
Grew out of that.
Yeah, you did. You love the attention.
I do. Yeah, I had really bad anxiety until I started theater. That's when I got better. But I struggled a lot, especially with paying attention, because all I wanted to do was just draw and do crafty shit. Like, I could do the work, but I just never put my badoosie into it.
You just couldn't be bothered. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Who cares about
why?
The square root of pi?
Honestly,
I just want to draw Slender Man on my hand to make it look like God. I got a Slender Man sleeve. I've done that.
I remember, I think one of the cringiest things I did.
Oh, yeah, let's get into cringies.
I remember writing on my book.
Okay.
What book? Like my exercise book for like English.
How cute.
I don't know why I wrote it. I don't know what possessed me to write it, but I wrote on like the front cover, like, if you ever mess with me, like, me and my cousin will fuck you up or something. And it's like,
which cousin?
Bleep this man. It was. Because we were like, we were super close. And I was like, you're going to fuck you up. Like, it was so dumb.
Funny.
So I think the cringiest thing I ever did was I was in class.
Yeah.
And I had that full edgy, like emo phase. So, you know, like teased at the back, fringed down at the front.
Love it. I'm so sad you don't have any photos of that.
None exist. I'm so happy about that. They were all taken on like a fucking 20-year-old camera. Like, and it's just, yeah, just gone forever. I wrote this poem. I mean, it's...
Twinkle Patrick Star.
It's technically classified as a poem, but it was the most edgy shit, like, you know, like, if I died today, would anyone miss me? Like, I don't know what possessed me to write it, but it was so bad. It was like paragraphs and paragraphs. I was so fucking bored in class. And it's like, you know, I was never that depressed in like high school. It's like,
you just wanted to be.
I just wanted to be. Like, I don't know why.
So I had something to cry about.
So I wrote down all this edgy shit. Like, you know, like, I want to die. I want to die today. Like, I can't do this any longer. I could. Like, I was just going to go home.
I
was going to go home and play Minecraft. And then, like, you know. I don't know what possessed me to write it, but
that's,
I wrote it.
Funny.
Okay. I wrote it.
Yep.
Class ended.
Oh, no.
I threw it in the bin. Just scrunched up, threw it in the bin. I'm halfway through to my next class and the teacher of the class taps on my shoulder from behind and she uncrinkles this fucking paper and she's like, did you write this? And I'm like, I don't know how the fuck you knew it was me, but she knew, she found the piece of edgy poem.
She like, did like a handwriting analysis.
And she's like, come with me. And like, I had to go back to like the classroom and she's like, is there anything I should be worried about? Like, you know, do I need to call someone?
I'm just trying to be edgy.
Do you need help? Push, you are entirely in the way. And you know what my fucking...
Go on.
Do you know what my response was to when she said, why did you write this poem?
Okay.
I said to her, dead fucking serious, straight face. I said to her, sometimes I just feel like I have an alter ego that... That, like, I was like, I just have like
this. You did fake DID before it was cool.
I said like, I just have this dark side and it just comes out.
Your dark passenger.
I had a dark passenger, basically. Dark passenger. And it was so embarrassing because, you know, back then I thought I was like so fucking cool to have like this dark side that's like, and then it just comes out of me. I thought I was full legit in that. And the teacher must have been thinking like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? Like, who does he think he is? I thought I was someone out of fucking Kingdom Hearts. Goofy. Like, talking about, like, darkness and light. It was so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing to think back on.
Yeah, that's
because I thought I was full serious, like, showing off my dark side. And this teacher was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It was so bad.
Oh, sweetie.
God. Oh, it hurts to think about.
I had something similar, but teacher never found out.
Like, no one knows about this?
One person knows. It's just like I told her.
Internet parents exclusive.
Yeah, well, cringe. She only knows. Another girl named Emily. She wasn't the same emo.
What do you mean? What?
There was two. Emily was a very common
name. Who was the first Emily?
Emily was the emo girl that, like, took me to the dark side.
Oh, right. Okay.
And so we went in the same class, but it was in class with another Emily. And so it was like all the sporty kids, all the, like, really smart math and science. Because I had really, like, emphasized on, like, math and science as well. Like,
I thought you went to a sports school.
Yeah, but they're like, we're sports, but we're also academic. So you're like literally like 190 IQ kids.
What's your IQ?
Oh, we did a test. What was it? Like,
oh, we did do a test.
I got higher than everyone else. I can't remember what it was. Did.
Got the lowest because I got so bored.
And you just
I was like speed run the questions, like, oh, this.
And it's like, your IQ. Also, you have ADHD.
Yeah. And it's like probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got so many answers wrong. I get so bored. Oh my God.
I have a high IQ, but I don't like to use it.
You keep it in. It's like your little hidden character trait.
Literally. You pull it out when you need to. Yeah, it was like 161 maybe.
You are actually... It throws me off how clued in you are sometimes.
What do you mean?
When we play like we play a lot of puzzle games and shit together. Like Oprah Din and shit.
Yeah.
You remember the black and white one?
Yeah.
But it's like I struggle with so many puzzles sometimes. And you're just on it. It's this. I'm like, how the fuck did you do that? Like when we played the Curse of the Golden Idol.
Yeah.
That's fucking tough.
Yeah.
And it's like, I check out because I'm like, I can't be bothered. Like, I'm so bored. Yeah. Like, you know, if it's not a fun puzzle, if it's like, you know, numbers and letters and shapes and shit, I just check out.
We're really good at escape rooms as well.
Yeah.
Because you're more like the physical thing.
I look for the, I'm good with like environmental puzzles.
And then I'm good with the mental puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it was the really smart kids. The sport kids, and then there was me and Emily.
Right.
The emo kid and the Belieber. She was a Justin Bieber stan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you a Belieber in high school?
No.
You never liked Justin Bieber?
No.
I was such a secret Justin Bieber fan.
Oh, cute.
We still listen to the songs in the car.
Yeah, so she and I were like friends. Like we'd hang out sometimes at recess and lunch, like if other Emily was busy or whatever. Like she was like my bonus Emily.
That's what you called her. Other Emily.
Yeah. So this was at the peak of my twilight phase.
Oh God. Yeah.
So it would have been like fresh out of like Eclipse. I really wanted to be a vampire.
You still do?
Yes. I literally asked you 10 minutes ago even to bite me.
Not even like 20, just before we started recording.
I was looking at Caleb's teeth and I'm like, your teeth are really pointy. And I went,
as I'm putting my fucking retainers in, she goes, your teeth are sharper, bite me. And she sticks her neck out. Come on.
Anyway. I watched Twilight a lot. I read a lot of vampire books. Mm-hmm. And I, in my soul and heart, wanted to be a vampire. I'm like, if I can convince people that I am, then I am.
Yeah.
So I went up to Emily.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Emily, can we talk in private, please?
Oh, no.
Like, I'm like your secret 14, little vampire coven. 15.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come with me. And like, we sit at the back and like somewhere at lunch. And I'm like, I can't tell you, like, you can't tell anyone this, but I'm a vampire. And she's no, I'm like, uh-huh. Like, it recently just happened. She's like, prove it. And
where's your bite marks?
Well, she's like, prove it. And then I'm like, because if you have brown eyes, you have like a really dark ring around the outside of your eye. It's like a black ring almost. Like mine's really prominent.
Yeah.
Especially in the light. And I'm like, look into my eyes. You see that dark ring? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, that means I'm hungry. And she's like, oh no. I'm like, that's why I'm so pale.
Come on.
And then, no, actually, they did find out about it. I just remember. Oh my God. Unlock trauma.
Oh my God.
She did tell people about it. And everyone bullied me because
I don't blame her.
She's like, Soup said she was a vampire. Like, not to the popular kids, thank God. But Soup said she was a vampire. And then my teacher was like, why are you telling people you're a vampire?
That's so embarrassing.
Stop being cringe.
Stop it. Yeah, you're scaring the other children.
Literally. I really wanted to be a vampire.
I did have a very similar vampire story. Twilight? I actually don't know if I told anyone on this before. I don't think I even told you.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so
go on.
So I leached onto like the Twilight craze because there was a girl that I had a crush on in high school.
Yeah. What was her name?
I don't want to say it because I have no idea if she'd actually be listening to this.
Do you think she would?
Let's just call her
Bloopy.
Bloopy, yeah, sure. Let's go with it. So Bloopy, she was in my friend group for like a year or something.
Okay.
And you know, where it's like we'd be all like touchy feely, like peak of Twilight craze.
Yeah.
I in high school, extremely pale.
Yeah.
I was a fucking ghost. Okay. I still am to some extent, but I do have a little bit of color in my complexion now.
You got some sun kisses.
But back then, I never left the house because all I did was play video games.
Yeah.
And this girl, Bloopy, was obsessed with Twilight. Loved her vampires.
Love her.
So I devised this plan the day before. And I was like, I know exactly how I'm going to get her. I'm gonna pretend I'm a vampire. So
soulmates.
I put on I put on foundation that made me even paler.
Your mum's?
I don't know. I guess. Might have been her Obama shit, like the dead body.
Oh my God.
But I put foundation on to make me look even whiter. Uh-huh. And it was a sunny day because in Australia, it's mostly like sunny every day.
Yeah.
And I made it a conscious fact to never step outside of a shadow. So like, she'd be like, come on, let's go to like the canteen. I'd be like, right behind you. Follow her.
By
stepping from like tree shadow to tree shadow. Oh my never going God. In the light. And then it's like, if there was a point where we had to be in the light, I'd make it like a fact to be like, oh God, like my eyes are really hurting. Like I'm getting really sweaty. Like the sun just hurts to be in right now. Like I was full committed to this bit that I was acting like a vampire to try and get her attention.
I am so jealous of Bloopy.
It was so embarrassing.
Why wasn't that me?
So that went on for like 3 days and then nothing happened. And I was like, all right, I give up.
She never was like, are you a vampire?
She never.
All
of it for nothing. She never brought it up. She never said like, oh my God, like, are you a vampire? Like nothing like that. I just looked like a fucking idiot. It was so embarrassing. And then
so
this new guy transferred to the school and we became really good friends and she had a huge crush on him.
Who?
Why do you care?
I don't know. Do I know him?
That was the one I said to you. It's like, I looked him up recently. He's a massive crackhead now.
Oh, yep, yep, yep.
Oh, God. If anyone's still in high school, be prepared for like the next 5 years after high school. They're either pregnant, dead, or on drugs. 90% of them.
Extremely and weirdly successful.
Or extremely weirdly successful. Yeah.
That's us.
That's me.
Us.
Oh, man.
So, emotional trauma.
Go on.
I really want to share this story because I had a crush on this guy. I'm going to name drop him.
Okay.
Who cares? His name was Dylan.
Dylan?
He was real cute.
Cute like, name.
He was the same vibe as our friend Luke. Like, you know, sporty kid. Like, oh, okay, brown yeah. hair, blue yeah, eyes. Yeah, yeah. Like, the dreamboat. And he was in a few of my classes. And... Sorry.
What if Luke's listening to this? I just called him a fucking dreamboat.
I mean, he is.
I'm going to send this to him now.
No. To make him really uncomfortable. No.
No, he'll love it. He loves it. He'll be compliments.
Like, me? That vibe.
Sure.
And like, I had a really big crush on him.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this is going to be like the emo girl and the sporty guy. Like, the really
he
cool.
He wears a skater boy.
Yeah. Like the weird power couple.
The weird match that just works.
Yeah, that. Yeah. And so like, we were always like giving each other eyes and stuff like that. And like kind of being like a little, oops, sorry.
Didn't see you there.
Yeah.
And
then there was this one class we had where it was like a team building exercise where it's like the whole class stands in a circle and you have to grab random arms and you have to try and untwist yourself.
Okay.
Do you remember doing that?
No.
Anyway.
Some weird crazy backwards shit.
I was standing here, Dylan was there, and like we make eye contact and I put my hand out and he puts his hand out and we hold hands and I'm like, uh-huh. And then we like untangle or whatever. And I'm like, And then it was like a week later, we went in art class.
Yeah.
And like I was sitting and like I was sitting by myself in art class because I was a loner.
Yeah.
And Dylan comes up to me and he's like, Soup, do you want to go out with me? And I'm like, yeah.
Of course.
And then there was this like a beat of silence.
Okay.
And then just eruption of laughter.
Oh, he got you good.
It was all a ruse.
No. Wait, what about when you held hands and stuff?
It was all a ruse.
It was all part of the plan.
I guess.
Oh my God.
It was a well thought out plan.
Was Dylan laughing?
Yes. He was friends with Shanti.
Oh no, not Shanti.
I hope they're listening to this.
Oh God.
It'd be really funny. Yeah, and then I went home that day and I was crying. And mum's like, darling, what happened? I'm like, Dylan is alive. And then she's like, darling, I made your favorite chicken Kiev. And I'm like, yay.
Oh, I love chicken Kiev.
And then so we're eating chicken Kiev. And I choke on it. Like, as in like, it's lodged in my throat.
Why is this relevant?
And my bio dad had to give me the Heimlich. Yeah. To like spit it out. I'm like, this is the worst day ever. And then went up into my bedroom and slammed the door. And just blast escape the fate.
I would love to see that from your parents' perspective. Just like, oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah. But that's so funny. To end it all though, on a closing speech.
Okay.
Like, years and years later, I don't know how far, like, later it was, I got a request on, like, I made a new Facebook and stuff.
Sure.
And I had a message request from Shanti.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. And it said, hi, Soup.
Wait, was this before or after online?
Before.
Before,
like,
online?
This was, like, when I was, like, 18. Like, oh, okay, I don't know, gotcha. Like, 17, 18. I don't know how old I was.
Sure.
But it was a few years later. And, yeah, I had a message request from her, and it's like, hi, Soup. I just wanted to message you and say, I'm really sorry for everything I did to you in high school.
Oh, the
you
character didn't deserve development. That. Oh my God, how cute.
So thank you, Shanti.
What'd you message her? What'd you say?
I'm like, I really appreciate that apology. Like, high school was really fucking rough for me and you guys did not make it any easier, but it was really like big of you to apologize.
That's so mature of you.
Yeah.
I would have.
She has two kids now.
Really?
Yeah. Little cuties.
I hope that they're not going to be bullies as well.
Surely they would not be.
You never know. Do you believe that bullying makes character development?
To an extent, yeah, if you survive it, as dark as that is. Maybe I'm just naturally funny and was born to be a star.
Oh, so you're on the defense of, like, you know, trauma makes you funny.
No, I was naturally funny. I was very funny.
You're a dick.
I just didn't know how to show it. And then I did theater.
Mm.
And then I did your mom.